Third discourse, the living life. Without servitors, associates, and paraphernalia, the Lord's position is Brahma, where there is no action. There is no feeling, willing, action, or thinking. That is the plane of Nirakar Nirvishesh, non-differentiation. The activity of the transcendental world is positive, whereas the activity of this mundane world where we are living is negative. We need to leave this mundane world with the help of the positive current, and that help comes to us in the form of our Guru Parampara. A light bulb requires both negative and positive electricity for it to light up. When there is darkness, we can think what light is, and in this way our program for being rescued from the mundane world is going on. Narada Goswami gave a conception to Vyasadeva, who then engaged in proper contemplation and attained realization. Bhakti yogena manasi samjak pranihite male apashyat purushang purnang mayang chatad apashrayam. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.4. There are two kinds of maya, yoga maya and mahamaya. In yoga maya, Krishna is playing in his transcendental pastimes, but mahamaya is the illusion where we are at present. Here is only the activity of mahamaya, illusion, but sometimes it may also be possible to receive some help from that. There are many things to be known in transcendental knowledge, but Mahaprabhu simply instructed, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then you will realize everything. Only by properly chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we will see everything. Similarly, Narada Goswami spoke only four shlokas to Vyasadeva, called Bhagavat Chatur Shloki, and through meditation upon those shlokas, evolved the whole Bhagavat of 18,000 shlokas. For our benefit, it has appeared in this mundane plane by the grace of Srila Vyasadeva. Srimad Bhagavatam is a manifestation of Sri Krishna. The whole body of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna's body. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also in other scriptures, we find that the main instruction is to chant the holy names of the Lord. This is a very nice thing, and the chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is our only hope. In this way we can go to our transcendental destination and we can attain everything. Also, if we preach about that Maha Mantra to others, we shall be benefited. When someone will practice, others will see that practitioner's life and must be inspired. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to take all the jiva souls from all over the world to the transcendental world. There are countless numbers of jiva souls, and if the world were to be emptied, more would immediately come to refill it, just as wind rushes into a depression. This is one kind of pastime, Leela, of Krishna. By his will, everything is moving. The transcendental world is always very happily moving, whereas the mundane world is moving unhappily. Everything is gacchatiti jagat, which means that it is always moving. There is jad jagat and chetan jagat, the material world and the transcendental world. But everything, everywhere is moving. This wall is moving, this light bulb also is moving. And within 100 years, we will be able to see how they have changed their form. Jagat means world. There are the transcendental worlds and the material worlds. Everywhere and inside everything, always some activity is going on. The proper work is service to Krishna, and the whole transcendental world is fully engaged in his service in many ways. There are many avatars, such as Shaktivesh avatars and Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Vaman, etc. Also Chaturvyuha and Chiradakshai Vishnu, Garbhadakshai Vishnu and Karana Dakshayi Vishnu. There are so many manifestations of the Lord. There are many things in the transcendental world, and it is called Purna, full. We have this birth in our hand, and we shall try to utilize it properly to go to the transcendental service world. To properly use it means to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, to do Vaishnav seva, and to try to improve our devotional practicing life. Everybody is trying to make his heart clean, no doubt, but we must get problems with our human body. However, these we shall try to ignore. We may have many diseases, but we are not to run behind the diseases. Rather, we shall try to run with our conception of Srila Guru Maharaj. In this way, we must all try to proceed. First, there is the practicing life, and only later will the higher knowledge come to capture us. When the higher knowledge conquers us, he will play in his own way. But we are practitioners. Therefore, it is most important that we try very hard to practice. Otherwise, we will not get that fortune. It is necessary to practice without offense, and in that way we will be quickly successful. It is a very easy thing, and also a very hard thing. No doubt it is a very hard thing, but if we can follow under the guidance of an expert, it is also an easy thing. I've mentioned that when I joined Srila Guru Maharaj's mission, he gave me only one advice, and I think that this is the first and last advice of Srila Guru Maharaj. He told me, "You must follow my directives, not your mind." When we are unqualified, we have no knowledge as to what is Krishna consciousness. We have no knowledge about the transcendental world. Therefore, we are to expertly try to follow our Guru, and Guru must be perfect. Before accepting Guru, I may examine him in many ways and pray to Nityananda Prabhu to show his real form as my Guru. But once I have accepted someone as my spiritual instructor, Guru, then I must follow him properly. Nityananda Prabhu is the treasurer of Vrindavan, and so we may pray to him. That means to our Srila Guru Maharaj, who is non-different from Srila Nityananda Prabhu. And he must be merciful to us and give the opportunity to stay in Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham is here in a hidden way in Navadvip, and here at Koladvip is Gupta Govardhan, hidden Govardhan Hill. He who wants to see can actually see this. By following a pure devotee, sadhu, we can achieve everything. Sometimes living with a sadhu may not be good for us due to the chance of our making offenses. But if we are far from sadhu but thinking about him and serving him, then that is sometimes better for the conditioned souls. The name I've given for Srila Guru Maharaj's Samadhi Mandir is the Temple of Union in Separation. Union in separation is the highest life in the spiritual world. When Krishna is with Radharani and the Braja Gopis, he is eating, playing, etc. When he is before Radharani, she sees only one Krishna. But when he is out of her vision, she sees Krishna everywhere, many Krishnas. That is the idea of union in separation. Jadi nayana mude thaki antare gobinde dekhi nayana kulile dekhi shame. If I close my eyes, I see Govinda within my heart. When I open my eyes, I also see the same Sham before me. That is also the position of the Mahabhagavat. Sarvabhuteshu yag pashyat Bhagavat bhavam atmana bhutani bhagavat atmani esha bhagavat uttama. One who sees the presence of Krishna everywhere is a Mahabhagavata. Everywhere, in every matter and in every service, he feels Krishna's presence. In good matters, in bad matters, in everything and everywhere, the Mahabhagavat sees Krishna. He is a Paramahansa. He feels the presence of Krishna and sees the play of Krishna. All this is mainly coming via the channel of union in separation. That is the highest goal of our spiritual life. Mahaprabhu said, Nairam Galadashu Dharaya, Badanam Gadgada Rudhaya Gira, Pulakaira Nichitam Vapukada, Tavanama Grahane Bhavishyati. O Lord, when will my eyes be adorned with tears of love flowing like waves? When will my voice tremble with love, and when will my body thrill to the chanting of your holy name? When we shall take Krishna Naam properly, then these feelings must come to us, and we shall be able to see the play of Krishna. Krishna will dance on our tongues. We cannot chant properly now, but when Shuddha Naam, the pure name, will appear on our tongues, he will dance, and then we shall be able to feel everything. Hridaya haite bali, jhivara agrati chali, shabda rupe nache anupchan. I must make myself as a platform for the dancing of Krishna Naam. We must try in this way, and we shall be able to see that all the trees and all the paraphernalia of this Navadip Dham and of this mutt of Srila Guru Maharaj are transcendental. We shall be able to feel that. These transcendental feelings are necessary, and when they appear, they will not leave our heart. We may be trying mundanely now, but we must try with whatever we have. If we are able to run, we may try to win a 100-meter race. But now our legs are very weak. We cannot even walk properly, and are therefore taking the help of this mundane earth. We are taking that help like a baby who is trying to move by first taking the help of the earth. But when we gain strength in our legs, we shall be able to run. And after practicing at 100 meters, we can very easily try for 400 meters or 1500 meters or even the marathon. With the association of the devotees, we can progress in our spiritual lives very quickly. A real devotee can give us everything. With his association, we shall get many things and a living life. Life is not dead matter, but living life is necessary. Indriyani para nahur, indriyevak parang mana, manasastu para buddhi, buddheja paratastu saha. Bhagavad Gita 3:42. If we can engage proper intelligence for the service of the Lord, then we must certainly be the gainer. Proper intelligence is necessary, and that comes with the association of the devotees. Our mind is always going this way, that way, in every way. But when we get the association of the devotees, we shall automatically and always talk about Krishna consciousness. Of that there is no doubt. Just now I was doing some other service, but when you all came here to me, automatically I immediately engaged myself in speaking about Krishna consciousness. Therefore we can see practically the benefit of associating with devotees. You also try, wherever you are living, to make an association of devotees, and you will also be happy.